Who said that? This practice teaches us to become aware of the thoughts that we have. Doing so helps us to realize that our thoughts are not who we are, which means that we stop identifying with them. When we stop identifying with them, they stop ruling our lives. And when thoughts are no longer in charge, we realize our true nature. And that true nature is stillness and peace. Sitting comfortably with a straight spine, chin tucked in, eyes closed, breathing through the nose, tongue rolled back so that its underside is touching the roof of the mouth, palms facing up, the right sitting in the left, and the tips of the thumbs touching. Just take a moment to give thanks for all the blessings in your life. Whatever you feel inspired to express your gratitude for at this moment. Relax the body. Pay particular attention to the area around your eyes. Let go of any tension there. Around the jaw, the neck and your shoulders. And let go as you move your focus down your back, your arms, hands, chest and belly, relaxing your upper legs to lower and the feet. So that you're sitting upright, the spine is straight, but you're relaxed. Just become aware of your breath in the belly. Focus within the belly, a couple of inches beneath the belly button. Holding that focus, a relaxed focus, as you naturally breathe in and breathe out. At that place, mind wanders, just come back to your focus. Naturally breathing in and breathing out. Now silently say a word to yourself, something neutral, that's not emotive. Perhaps hello. Watch that word. Keep repeating it. Where did it come from? Now watch where it goes. Perhaps say it quickly, repetitively. Watch it coming in, watch it going out. Now try saying it slowly. Watching it coming in, watching it go out. Just keep repeating the word. What does it look like? How long is it? How tall is it? How wide is it? Can you view it from in front as it approaches you? Can you view it from above? Upside down? From underneath? Can you identify its creator? Who said it? Where is the speaker? Keep repeating the word. Who is the observer of this word? Where is the observer in relation to the word? Is the word real? What was there before the word arrived? What's there when the word is gone? How do you feel about the word? Just play with that. Have some fun with it. Can you change its shape? Can you change where it goes to? Can you follow it to where it goes? Can you meet its creator? I'll try extending it to a sentence. So maybe something like, "Hello, how are you?" And investigate that. Mind wanders, just keep coming back to the word or the sentence. And your investigation of it. Can you go inside the word? Become aware of your state of being. Notice how your mind has become much more still. Notice how your entire state of being is much more peaceful. By focusing on the words, the stories have stopped, when the stories stop, we become aware of the stillness and peace that resides beneath them. Focus on your breath in the belly, in that place of spaciousness just beneath the belly button. Finish the practice. Bring the energies to the heart by holding your hands in the prayer position, the center of the chest. And if you so wish, offer any benefit from this practice to someone or to a situation that you're inspired to. And give thanks for this opportunity to become more self-aware. Before you resume your day, just spend a moment or two aware of the stillness within. And maintain that level of awareness for as long as you can. And return to it. Whenever you think to, just follow your breath into the spaciousness of the belly.